Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. We'll have complete market details for you coming up after this.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like Fusarium and Rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat, seed, and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
It's one of the most exciting new hard red winter wheat varieties. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. OSU teamed with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus delivers huge results in the most difficult environments. Double Stop CL Plus raises the bar for all varieties, not just Clearfield varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
While light cattle trade was evident today in parts of the South, some live sales were reported at 115. That's $2 lower than last week. Actual business in the North had not yet developed, with packer inquiry light to moderate. Looks like some bids were noted at 114 to 115 on a live basis and $184 dressed. According to the midday report, the national hog base was lower compared with that of the prior day settlement, and corn futures right now are lower, down about 2 cents. Although live cattle contracts opened moderately lower today, renewed buying interest near midday boosted most contracts into moderate black ink. Light bull spreading and short covering were factors causing nearby contracts to gain on deferreds. Spot August was also being supported by cash premiums. And in feeder cattle, futures were moderately higher, gains ranging from about 10 to 27 points. Generally speaking, the trade is very slow and featureless. And on one hand, sellers are tired of beating a dead horse. On the other, buyers are not yet inspired to buy board discounts. In grains, futures tried to consolidate today after yesterday's sharp turn lower, while outside markets don't really seem to appear to mind the summer heat. It looks like U.S. stock index futures rallied to new all-time highs last night. Corn prices climbed a little higher today after managing to hold yesterday's lows overnight. Prices tried to firm up following yesterday's break below July support, but lost steam after trading opened in Europe. Soybeans drifted lower after an attempt to rally overnight fell apart during trading hours in Asia, and prospects for less threatening weather in August continued to put the market back on its heels. Wheat prices came out a little higher after holding a test of yesterday's lows, while a little export demand surfaced on Tuesday's break with a South Korean buyer that took 1.8 billion bushels of U.S. wheat today. Highs on the plains today soared above 100 degrees, though heat in the central corn belt over the weekend do not look to be quite as extreme as earlier reports forecasted. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network.